Yochanan said to Moshe like this. Now, V'yomalei, Tai says, who said to? V'yomalei pirush, Rabbi Yoshi yod Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yoshi now said back to Rabbi Yochanan. Means, omalei, that Rabbi Yoshi said back to Rabbi Yochanan, V'yomalei Rabbi Yoshi koi kavosach, that Rabbi Yoshi goes like you. So Tai says, I mean to say, pirush Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshi, sada kavosach, hashtu masda, Rabbi Yoshi esrilei, alivin Rabbi Yoshi, tamalam afrei, hanam ad rabbonin. That Rabbi Yoshi said, you should know, Rabbi Yoshi told Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yoshi goes like you. The Omer that Rabbi Yoshi says, Mikan labo metama, that midi raisa, it's only tama, mikan labo. In other words, like we're saying now, Miksas a yom kukuloi. If you see on the seventh day in the afternoon, so the seventh morning you were tor. It's called the complete day. That you see in the afternoon, you're only tama, mikan labo from then on. Like we had before, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. The Isha that was Tameh yesterday, today in the morning she didn't see, so today she's Tor. And when they brought the Korban Pesach today, it was a good Korban Pesach. If she sees in the afternoon, she's only Tameh Mikan Labo from then onwards, but not from before. So Rabbi Yoshi said that you go like Rabbi Yoshi. That Rabbi Yoshi yelled, you say this Mikseh Sayyim, what was done up until now is Tor Gomer, and if you become Tameh later on, it's only from then onwards. I, the kasher is, I, Rabbi Yosef, I'm afraid you, the Yomer. I, Rabbi Yosef himself says in the next brisa, though, that you are Tamil, I'm afraid. So, Lechura, Mal, I'm afraid, Midrabbonin. So, what does it mean, I'm afraid? It's only Midrabbonin. But, Midi, your rice attack of the Lechura is, Miksa Sayyim, that morning that you were Tor, you remain Tor. If you see in the afternoon, you're only Tamil from then onwards. Midi, your rice. That's what it says, I'm afraid, you're Tamil from before, that's only Midrabbonin. For the Gemara now, a new kasha now. Good, so that's Trang Rav Yosi, so that's Trang Rav also. The Rav holds like Rav Yosi. Kitsi, you say, Miksas Yom Kukuloi, you could divide a day up in half. For the Gemara now, a new kasha. Rav Yosi, according to Rav Yosi, Shita, Michti, let's see. Sova, Miksas Yom Kukuloi. He holds half of a day is like a whole day. See, if so, Zova Gemura, the Maisi Korbin, Hechi Mishkachas Lo. How do you ever have a case that Isha become a Zava Gemura? A Zava Gemura means, like we said, there are these 11 days between one cycle of Midah to the next cycle, that if an Isha sees 3 days in a row, then she becomes a Zava. If she only sees one day, the lach of one day is, we have to wait till the next day. If she doesn't see the next day, then she's Torah, that's all. So Akasha Korn's Grab Yasi, Kivon de Chavya, Bepalga de Yayma, Idach Palgud Yoyma, Solok Leil Shimmer. According to Rabbi Yosi, even if she saw the first day, the second day, and the third day. Good, she saw Sunday. Now, when it comes Monday morning you say, Miksas Yom Kukuloi. So Monday morning is like a Shimmer, like a watch that she's tore for yesterday. So finished, she's tore. If she sees now Monday afternoon, it's like a new count. So she only saw one day. Then she sees again Tuesday afternoon. So again, Tuesday morning is a shimmer, a watch, for yesterday, so she's Torah. That she sees Tuesday afternoon, it's a new seeing, it's only one day. So the old Miksas Yom Kukuloi, how do you ever have it that she sees, she has to see for 3 days, to be Tomei 3 days straight? You never have 3 days straight? Half of the day is over, the morning is always good, for yesterday's shimmer, so she's Torah. That she sees the next day, it should be counted a new count. How do you ever have it 3 days in a row? So one Torah says Ein Hachanami that Ibo Yisayma the Koshofa Tlosa Tlosa Yom Abad Yadodi. One Torah says Ein Hachanami, we're talking about the Isha Mamish had a flow of dam for 3 days straight. Allowed to ask a Mamish gushing dam, but she was staining straight for 3 days straight. Ein Hachanami. According to Rabbi Yosef, the only way you'll have a Zav in Midi Raisa if 3 days straight Yitaka didn't stop to see dam. Then you can't say Miksas Yom Kukuloi. There's no hair for the day to say helps for yesterday. She's always kaseidah seeing down for the next for those 3 days. Viba, you say another terrace is like this. I tell you the chazia tlasi yomi. She saw during these 11 days 3 days straight. But somach l'shkia tachama. She saw it right before shkia. The portion means right after shkia. So the kitzur she saw it at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. So since the beginning of the next day she's still seeing, you can't say the beginning of the next day is like a tyra for this day. Because since at the beginning of the day she was seeing, so that's it. You can't say mixes and kulay like divide the day in three or four. It's only if the beginning of the day is tall, so that beginning helps for yesterday. But if the beginning of the day when she saw now she's tamei, so that's it. Today is tamei. So if you say madchazia klasa yom, she saw 3 days. Samach lashkiyas achama. Tlehevei shosa the sadak lelam yana. There was no beginning of any one day to say that at the beginning of that day she was tall. So the beginning of that day can be called like a whole day of Tyra. For yesterday, you don't have it. Because it's talking about she saw at the beginning of all these 3 days. That's another way you can have it. She becomes a Zava for 3 straight days. Hajjim Allah, Arani, Nazi. You're holding Daf Tes Zayin Nomad Aleph, the new parak. Mishnah says, Misha Omar Hareini Nozir. Somebody says, I want to become a Nozir, so it's Tam Nazirus. So all of the locher is Megaleach Yoim Shleishim V'yechot. We had before that Tam Nazirus is 30 days. Therefore, you're supposed to wait till the 31st day, then you take your haircut. But V'yim Gilach L'yoim Shleishim, if you take your haircut on the 30th day itself, then we say Yotza, then you are Yotza. This we had before in the first parak of Machlekes between Bar Poda and Yisleh, that Bar Poda learns Bechlal, every stam, every Nazirus is only 29 days. Therefore, if you take a haircut the 30th day, you're Yotza. Just with the Rabbanon, you're always supposed to wait till the 31st day. But with the Evid, if you take a haircut on the 30th day, you're Yotza. And before we had Rav Masna, he was the one that said no, that even if you learn Stam Nazirus is 30 days, but we say Mixas Ayam Kukulai. On the 30th day itself, mixas of the day is like the whole day. Therefore, b'di'evit, if you take a haircut on the 30th day, you're yaitza 30 days. But l'chatchidlo, you're supposed to wait till the 31st day, because we hold stam nazirus is 30 days. What about if somebody says, hareini nazir shloshim yoim? He speaks out clearly that he wants his nazirus to be for 30 days, not stam, but he speaks out 30 days. Then we say, Im Gilach Liyoim Shloshim Lo Yotza. If you take Yekut on the 30th day, now you're not Yotza. Because according to Bar Podom, Stam Nazirus is 29 days. But if you speak out you want 30 days, for sure the Nazirus has to be 30 days. So you can't take Yekut until the 31st day. And even according to Rav Masna, we have that holds Mixta Sayyam Kekula. But over here, if you speak out clearly you want 30 days, that means you want Shleimim. You want a complete 30 days. Therefore, you can't take Yekut till after the 30 days, until the 31st day. See, if you take Yekut, you're not Yotza. And you'll have to wait another 30 days so you can take another Yekut. What about somebody says, Misha Nozah Ashtay Nazirus? Somebody's Mekal upon himself to be a Nozah 2 times. One and then a second time. Halachriz Megaleach Asarishayna Yom Shleshim V'yechot. Like the beginning, Stam Nazirus is 30 days. So you take Yekut on the 31st day. V'yasashniyo, then you start counting your second Nazirus. And when does that end? When do you take your second Yekut? Yom Shishim V'yechot. You have to wait till the 61st day. That's called the 31st day of your second Nazirus. What about V'yim Gilach Es Rishayna Yom Shleshim? Let's say B'di'evet, you took Yekut on the 30th day. It's like we had in the Reisha, the Mishnah, Yoyotza. Because either Mixas HaYom Kekuloi, you only said Stam Nazirus as 30 days, and Mixas of the 30th is like the whole 30th. So if you take Yekut on the 30th day, you are Yotza. Now that you did it already, we say Megaleach Es Hashniya Yom Shishim. L'chatchila, now you're allowed to take your second Yekut on the 60th day. Because the 30th day, that's like the first day of your second Nazirus. Therefore, you have 31 days. And the 31 day is Yom 16, Yom Shishin. You can take your second Yekut on the 60th day, L'chatchila. V'yim Gilach Yom Shishim Chosar Echad. But let's say you took your second Yekut on the 59th day, 60 minus 1, is also Yotza, B'di'evad Yotza. Because your first Yekut you took on Yom Shleshim. Because we say Mixas Yom Kekulai. So when you took your Yekut and you brought your Kabonis, you finished your first Nazirus. So you started your second Nazirus at the end of the 30th day. So the 30th day is called number 1. What's called number 30? The 59th day. So the 59th day, that's the 30th day of your second Nazirus. So b'di'evad, if you take a haircut on the 59th day, you also yaitza the second Nazirus. V'zu eidis heyid revi fafayis, This is the Eidus. Now the Papaya said over, Ami Shenozer Shtei Nezirus. That if somebody was makabel upon himself to be a nozer for two times, one and then a second time. Shin Gilach Eser Rishayna Yom Shleishim. He said over this Eidus that if the person took the first haircut on the 30th day, so he say b'di'evet his yaitza. Even though the chatchilu is supposed to wait until the 31st day, but if he took the first haircut on the 30th day, he's yaitza. Shem gilach es harishon liyoyim shleishim megaleach es hashniya liyoyim shishim. That now the chatchilu, you're allowed to take the second haircut on the 60th day, because since the 30th day is also number one for the second nezirus, so the second nezirus really ends on number 59, and the day after that you're supposed to take a haircut is the 60th day. Therefore, the chetchila, you're allowed to take the second haircut on Yom Shishim. But v'yim gilach liyom shishim chaser echad, let's say you took your second haircut on day number 59, which is really the 30th day of the second nezirus, yotza, you are yotza, but the yevad, you yotza, take a haircut on the 30th day itself. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Sheyoyim shal shleishim oilolei min aminyin. Because the first 30th day that you took your first haircut, so since you took a haircut then, you're saying, Miksas Yom Kukulai. It's like that morning was the end of the first Nazirus. And then you brought your Kabbonis that day, so you totally finished your first Nazirus. Now the end of that day is the beginning of the second Nazirus. So the 30th day is number one for the second Nazirus. That's why B'dievid number 59 is called the 30th day of your second Nazirus. So you could, if you take a haircut then, you're yaitza. What about me, Shama, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir. Nitma, so became a Stam Nazir, this is 30 days. Now, Nitma Yom Shloshim. Let's say he became Tummy, touched the mace, on the 30th day itself. So the 30th day, Minastam, you're still a Nazir. So Lachar is Seisar Esakel. You have to start over again, a complete new Naziris. Just like if you touch your mace on the 29th day or 28th day, you have to start over again. The same thing on the 30th day. Even though we hold Nixas of Yom Kukulai, that's only if you took a haircut, if you end your Naziris, then it's called the end. But normally you don't end it on the 30th day, so the whole 30th day is still called part of the Naziris. Therefore, if you became Tamei on the 30th day itself, that's called you became Tamei during Naziris, then it's Seisar Esakel. You have to start over again. Rabbi Eliezer Oimeno, and the Seisar El Shiva. You only have to wait 7 days until you become Tahor, and then you can bring a Kabbonis. Now the Rabbi Eliezer holds that we say Miksas Yom Kukulai, even though you didn't do anything. In other words, the 30th day itself, since in the morning you were Tahor, you had a little bit of the 30th day that you were Tahor, and that alone is considered like you finished your Naziris. So if you became Tomei later on in the day, it's not Seisar, it doesn't take away from the first 30 days that you counted. So true, you Tomei, now you can't bring Kabbonis. You have to wait till you become Tor. Wait 7 days until you become Tor, and then you can bring your Kabbonis for the first Naziris. That's what Rabbi Eliezer Shita. What about somebody says, Hareini Nazir Shleishim Yoyim? Somebody speaks out clearly, not Stam. But he speaks out clearly that he wants to be a nazir for 30 days. Now, nitma yom shlishim, soyser es akol. Here everybody agrees, even Rabbi Eliezer. Since you spoke out clearly that you want to be a nazir for 30 days, so the 30th day is completely part of the nazirus. So if you became tummy, you touched the mace, in the middle of the 30th day, it's soyser es akol. It takes away all that you counted, you have to start over again. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Meyayim? I want to become a Nazir for 100 days. Hareini Nazir Meyayim. So Lachar is Nitma Yom Meya. Let's say he becomes Tami now on the 100th day. So since you spoke out clearly you want to be a Nazir for 100 days, you don't say Miksas Yom Kukulai. The 100th day, that day, number 100, that's still part of your Naziris. And you touch the mace that day. So posture therefore should be that you have to throw away all that you counted and you have to start over again. That since number 100 is still part of your Naziris, that's the Lacha. If a Nazir becomes Tamei, it's Seisar Es Hakol. It throws away all that he counted and he has to start over again. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Eina Seisar El Shloshim. he only has to throw away the last 30 days. In other words, he has to count another 30 days. This we had the Gemara before, to Nugzeres HaKosev we had before, to say that on the Yom Malais, if you become Tumah in the last day, it's only Seiser 30 days. That's all, not more. We had before the Pasuk, Zeis Teres HaNozir, Gzeres HaKosevu, Tehen Seiser Alalam Nejoim. But Gzeres HaKosev, that when the Nezirus is longer than 30 days, and you became Tumah in the last day, so it's only Seiser, you have to count over again another 30 days. Not more. That's trying to bless it. So if I hear that you already kept 100 days, and on the 100th day itself you became Tomei, you only have to count over again another 30 days. Which means you have to first wait 7 days till you become Tor, and after you become Tor, then you have to count another 30 days. What about Nitma Yoimei Aviyechot? Let's say, again, you were Makabel to be a Nozer for 100 days, and you first touched a mace. On number 101, on the 100th first day, you touched the mace. Now, Pashna means before you brought your kabbonis. So, lachem is seisa shleishim yoyim. You have to be seisa 30 days. We have Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer says no. And the seisa el shiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds, since you finished your Naziris ready, it's number 101. Since you finished your Naziris, it's not seisa at all. You finished 100 days. True, you're tummy now, so you have to wait 7 days until you become Torah, and then you can bring a kabbonis. The question is, what's Trana Tanakama? Why is it Taisa 30 days? So Taisa from Abay says that, the third Taisa here, that Nitma B'yom Kuf Aleph is Taisa Shloshim. Taisa says, Midrabbonim B'yalma. Havada, this is only Midrabbonim. Because you finished your Naziris already. You're a Nazar for 100 days, and now it's number 101. You finished your Naziris. So if it became Tomei now, it should not be Seisa at all. That's only Midrabbanan, the Mishnah is telling us that you still have to count over another 30 days. That's why even here the Rabbanan agree it's only 30 days. Since number 101 is the day now to bring your, take your haircut. The day to bring the Karbonis is Gazrina, not the haircut, and Itma B'yom Shleishim. It's Xerba, maybe you become Tomei the day of the 30th day. Therefore, with the Rabbanan, you still have to count another 30 days. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says like this. It says, Mi shama reni nozer v'nitma yoyim shloshim. The person became a stam, to be a stam nezirus, which is 30 days. And then the Mishnah says, if he became tamei on the 30th day itself, so the Tanakama holds the seisa retakil. You have to start over again a new nezirus. The 30th day, since you have to keep today to be a nozer, and you became Tomei today, that Seisar es HaKol. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says, Ein a Seisar el Shiva. No, you don't have to start over counting a new Naziris. You finish counting your first Naziris. Because again, we said the Svar was, Mixas Hayam Kukulai. Even though you don't do anything special, you didn't take a haircut on the 30th day. But since the 30th day itself, it's possible to say Mixas Hayam, he considers it by itself as if you finished your Naziris. And therefore, if it became Tummy in the afternoon, it's not Seisa the 30 days, but rather only in the Seisa Rela Shiva. You only have to count 7 days until you become Torah.